as I mentioned, I don't have anything to buy. I think I'm just going to go shopping for sport. You know, we could always use more wine in the house, you know, and things like that. A great temptation this time of year, like temptation not to drink the entire bottle of wine. Ivy, of course, I don't laugh like that. She does. Ivy, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Only a couple more days until Christmas.
And I just remarked on this a few minutes ago. I don't think I've ever been this prepared for Christmas. I don't think
you have.
Ever.
Since I've known you. You're like, you have bought all the gifts. They're all wrapped. They're under the tree. I'm like, who are you?
Well, I had some great assistance because my daughter, now a teenager,
Dad, we need to have a plan. This is our plan. We're going to execute it.
Well, she didn't know that. She just went out and she goes, it was almost like spontaneous. Okay, here's what we're getting. Boom, boom, boom. I said, how do you know all these things? I listen. Well, I listen too. She goes, no, Dad, you don't. Anyhow, so we got a lot of things done there. We went out for a bite to eat here a day or two ago, and I was surprised, actually. It didn't look like there was a single parking spot anywhere at the mall. We went to the mall, and I mean, it was like, wow. I mean, packed out to the main road.
Oh, yeah. We went to Olive Garden, and there was a 20-minute wait, and every parking spot in the mall seemed to be full. And it just, I think, says a lot about consumer confidence. People are spending money, and they're not worried about it. They're pretty confident. So.
And I guess they're not buying everything online. We do a lot of that. I mean, the guy comes. We're on first name basis with 7 different delivery people. Hey, Bob. Hi, Sue.
Well, the other morning I go out to start the car. You know, it's kind of cold, and I tripped over 2 boxes at the front door. I'm like, geez, this is almost like a face plant right in the front yard.
Reminder: I didn't do that.
No,
I didn't buy those things online.
No, that was me.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier. But I guess my point is this. It's not all being bought online. The retailers at a lot of the brick-and-mortar stores still doing very well. And today I'm going to do something because I do like to focus on buying local.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to do some things. Of course, we're north today at the moment. But we're going to buy some things locally because I think it's so important to support people on your own street.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I mean, we have great toy stores, great shops here in town in the Boyne City area and Petoskey. So it's good always just to go and spend some money with them too. I mean, there's, it's kind of like, you know, you can touch it, you can feel it, you can see it.
I love that.
And it's more, you know, it's fun that way.
I think that's one of the reasons that, you know, you'll get to a point where certainly we're going to get a lot of things online. And hopefully Ivy doesn't fall over those on the way out the door. But the point being is that it has a point where it stops because at some point I still want to go to the grocery store, which I think is one of the greatest experiences of being an American. Go to a superstore where you've got everything from eggs and steak and fish to tires and oil and everything in between, cat food and, you know, cereal and clothing. You can buy everything at one spot. And I think there's always going to be a place for that because you do want to try it on. You do want to touch it. You buy a lot of things online, but if you buy shoes or a shirt or whatever doesn't fit, or you buy something, you say, it's not what I thought it was. You send it back. There's a lot of, you know, messing around. So I think there becomes a point where you can only buy so much online is my point.
Sure. I'm not really one of those people who like to do the whole online shopping for groceries. It's like, you know, how do they like the, if I know the apples that I like, or, you know, the bananas.
Are
or
they
whatever
thumping your melon properly? That's what I want to know. Because if they're not
exactly
thumping your melon, honey.
Avocados.
Then, exactly.
I mean, come on. Are they going to be ripe or is it going to take a month?
Right.
So in terms of like grocery shopping.
That's the thing about avocados. They irritate me, by the way. I thought I'd just bring that up because you buy them. They're hard as a rock on Wednesday and by Friday they're rotten. And I'm like, wait a second. You know, the thing was a brick when I bought it 2 days ago. Now it's nothing but mush. How does that work?
Nice description there, Steve.
Like mush.
I don't know. I don't have an explanation for why avocados do that. You just have to eat them quickly.
Yeah, so. I have avocado angst, apparently. but I agree with you. They don't know, you know, how you like different pieces of produce or bread, or whatever it may be. And the other thing, you know, when you've got all these stores that have fresh bakeries and butcher shops and so forth right inside,
mm-hmm.
man, I want to see that stuff. Mm-hmm. I want to know, let's be honest, you walk through a store, you smell fresh baked bread. What do? You go to the bread aisle and you say, I'm not supposed to eat this much bread because Ivy will yell at me, but I'm going to eat it anyway.
I don't yell at you. But anyhow, I really like the farmers markets too, you know, getting the fresh local people that come and do that.
Sure.
That's always a great thing. And I'm so excited though, because you have no idea what your gifts are. And that's always a really big pleasure for me. It's like,
and neither do you.
I guess that's true this year.
Of course, our daughter's there in the middle.
Yeah,
I think she has an idea about everything, you know, a little streak.
I mean, I did really great this year. I mean, I was pretty behind. I feel better today. But I did ship like 4 things to the wrong address.
So yeah, that you
was like, that. I was like, I just ended up reordering it and then just having those sent back. But yeah.
My oldest daughter got a bonus score. You sent it where? To Georgia. What?
I guess she's going to have a really great Christmas.
Yeah, she was already over gifted as it was. Yeah.
Just
go ahead and hang out of that stuff.
Oops.
Did you find anything really neat and different this year? I found something that I really liked when I was out. You had bought it. We went and bought another one. This portable charging unit for my iPhone.
The Jackery, I think it's what it's called.
Yeah, Jackie, whatever.
Jackery.
Okay,
I think it's what it's called. Yeah, it's a big portable charging device.
It's the size of my cell phone. But
there's 2 USB ports. It lasts like 5 to 7 days, depending on how
it's
long.
It's also got a flashlight.
It also has a flashlight, yeah.
Coolest thing ever. So when you're going in and out of your hunting blind,
it's
charges
great
your
for
phone
those,
twice.
For you know, those kinds of things where if you're going to be outdoors for long periods of time or days at a time, it's a really great little piece of equipment.
Hunting's not what it used to be. You know, hunting used to be there for hours on end, freezing cold, you know, your eyelids frozen shut. Now it's, hey, sit in a blind with a heater and look at your phone.
Coffee,
and,
little
know, some text
burrito.
Messages back and forth. My father would be, well, he'd be in heaven. I was going to say, he'd be in heaven if, you know.
I remember one year, Steve, we made breakfast burritos and we put them on the heater and we warmed them up and they were
great.
Nice and warm. Remember
yeah,
that?
I love that.
It was great.
Go hunting again. Anyhow, it is the 23rd of December. It's a Monday. Good to have you here. Quick break, Ivy. Always good to have you here. Don't go anywhere. Got a couple more things to talk about on the Steve Gruber Show.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.